This is a session with Jonathan and Ion being recorded on January 18th in 2016. Starting at 12:07 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion.
Good morning.
Okay, Jonathan, you can have at Ion.
Greetings, Ion. It's been a while.
Howdy.
Howdy. So let's start off with my question about one of your favorites, J.J. Abrams.
Yes.
He's been doing quite well lately with his taking over the reins of the Star Wars films. Do you think that are the huge profits that are coming off Star Wars directly related to the J.J. and Bad Robot, or is it just touching into the counterculture's nostalgia?
It's not. It's a genre. It's a sub-genre. What J.J. is connected to is to the larger picture that we are bringing forth. The novation might be the better way to prescribe it. But now, you're going to see several other different examples. There's some more blockbusters coming. Don't think this meme will go unstroked. See, what happens is it all gets piped up like Pandora. No one knew what Pandora was, but now everybody's trying to go there. Same thing here. We've laid it out very smooth, very simple, from the cloud, in the cloud, to the cloud. But novation is where you want to go.
Awesome. Okay.
Hey, Jonathan, I'm going to interrupt when I think of something might help. How is novation different from innovation, Ion?
Oh, novation is very different. It's in season 4.
Of Fringe, or
is that a series?
No, it's an episode.
Season 4.
Novation.
Is it going to be? Well, Star Wars is not a series. Like,
this isn't about Star Wars. This is about J.J. Abrams.
All right, which movie just happened? Star Trek, Jonathan?
Star Wars, Episode 7, Star Wars.
Right, and that's not the fourth. So what is Ion referring to? Novation, a
fourth
season. Season 4 of what?
Fringe.
Fringe. And is it going to be called Novation?
No, there is an episode.
It's called Novation.
There is one on Fringe. It's Episode 5.
It's already happened, or is it in season 4 that already happened? Remember, it's been about 5 seasons of Fringe.
This is season 4, episode 5, Novation.
Right, it's already happened, Ion.
Well, we get a little nervous when you get to there because things change, Bob.
Yeah, but
we say yes, and then it hasn't, and then we come back forth, and then it's coming, and then it's done, and then it's over. We talked about this Star Wars long ago in a galaxy far, far away, and you all giggled, and then it came. So you just got to roll. You got to roll with it, Bob. So it's a bit nebulous for us in a timeless reality. It's all you need to know now is novation.
So Jonathan, he's not talking about a coming series. He's just pointing out. Well, he was saying something about coming, and he's saying it's innovation, Jonathan?
Yeah. Do you mean that the episode Novation is, if I was to go back and watch it, I would find some deeper meaning that would...
It explains specifics within genetic peptide bonding that gives clues into work that you all are engaging.
Right, but it's some. Were we talking, Jonathan, about what was going to happen to the series, to Star Trek or something?
No, I was asking, is J.J. being more successful, pointing out to more things? Like, is it?
And the answer is yes. And the answer is yes. He's helping Bob's cause.
Right now, but it doesn't mean Ion's not talking about future shows, or you may be including future work by him.
They change, and then we are including works from him and
okay,
Lady Gaga.
Right.
We adore Stephanie.
So American hotel or whatever it's called is part is the same agenda, helping Bob.
Yes.
All right.
Stop. Hold on right there.
All right.
That's obvious. It's obvious. It's showing how the people are dead that aren't dead. Like the show The Walking Dead. It's getting people used to being dead. So good.
So you referenced that's American Horror Story Hotel and The Walking Dead. Are there any other shows, sci-fi, otherwise, that are helping the cause that we haven't touched on? Because we love Bad Robot, but I was wondering if there's any other enlightened people helping the cause.
There are some others.
Okay. So anything that really shakes people up and catches on that turns their heads and their way of thinking is helping the betterment of the Bob's universe.
Well, we find it very clever and crafty how you make your session be about Bob's world. That's pretty fun. It'll move you up the ratings pretty good. But you want to apply it back to you. But, yes, we don't mind talking about Bob. It's what we do all day, every day anyway, so it's pretty easy for us. You got to realize Bob Dumb itself comes back to the placation of knowing. It goes back to those ridiculous archetypes that were based on nothing, that were pumped up by everything, that moved heaven and earth to put it in a position of where things could be known and nobody could know anything. Then they invented the Gutenberg-free reality. And before that, then when they got that together, they caused the Black Death. So it's great fun that they would have those simultaneously sort of overlaying each other. Then you're trying to explain time. You've explained time so many ways now that you've obfuscated time itself. Well, that serves Bob very well. Now you've proven the point that people can live on their Android devices and embrace an Android meme. No one has to work anymore. Nobody has to do anything anymore. Everything just sort of takes care of itself. It sort of works itself out. It just sort of happens, and nobody really even knows exactly why. And yet, even when they make it, they make it. And when they don't make it, they make it. And then they come along trying to find a way to find the money for the products, and they don't know how they do it, and yet they do. And no one told them to buy it. No one told them where it was. Nobody told them how to have it, and yet somehow they find their way. Now, that goes into your product world in those genres, but we're probably helping with that meme. But the obfuscation of it is the world, the mystery landscape that's becoming more so mysterious that it's known. More and more and more the mysteries are becoming known. More and more and more all the dark places are becoming light and the light places are becoming dark. You can't tell the difference. You don't know up from down. You can't even tell which is right until you know what's left. And then you keep stirring it, stirring it, stirring it. And they're all stirring around trying to figure it all out. It's great fun. Because we are kind of enjoying this whole thing, because it is pretty delicious as you move and wax and wane betwixt and fro. Now the 14 degrees of freedom all of a sudden start to really mean something for Bob, because we're taking him right on down through there. It's pretty, it's pretty intriguing.
We started talking about Android memes and the products that we've all come to enjoy and love here in the physical. What about, like, I remember you, there was a session about inventions and that in the guff, it's already known. Everything is already invented because there's no time, there's no back, there's no forth. And it's just up to us human creators to tap into that to bring the product into creation. It is, but it isn't.
No, wait, slow down. It always was.
Mm-hmm.
It always was. You're just having to, it's got to be synced. The music always played. Bob will go back to this, and he'll have great fun with this. For 37,000 times, we said, oh, the Victrola is winding down. Bob, you must crank the Victrola. The needle is on the LP. Now, you probably don't even know what an LP is. It's a long play. It's a record album, a vinyl disc. that a needle plays and picks up vibrational residues off of plastic that runs through some type of ridiculous speaker system that actually makes an audible noise that you can hear, okay? That's a different conversation. What we're saying is that the LP in a digitized version, the digital sounds just like the vinyl once you digitize a vinyl signal. The meat sack body is vinyl. We're giving a digitized version of the meat sack body so that all the proton, well, we want to be very careful how we say this because it's your question. What we're laying out is the way the vinyl is recording a digitized version of the proton size cells interactions with the meat sack. Now, we want to simplify this for Bob because we don't want to get too far out there. We're trying to figure out how to tell you so you can know, so you can embrace this thing called ascension. And if you want to make another product or make another thing or just keep fucking with the dead people, that's your business. Do with it as you will. It doesn't change what we're about, and it doesn't change what we're doing. So please yourself is the happy way to say it. But quickly, you're getting a following that says, oh, okay, this is working for the meat sack body. Oh, this is going to work out good. Okay, this is good. It's good.
Mm-hmm. So with the thinking part of it, when we have ideas for things that never we don't experience yet, and
you do. No, see, you do. No, that's the thing. All those are lined up at the same time. You do. You just don't note it. You have to realize that the only reason that you have slumber is just to break up the spaces because they're all together. You're trying to make it be a space between times.
I'm still grappling with the direct. I can understand the lack of time, but the lack of cause and effect seems interesting to me, and it's hard to grapple with.
Well, then if you could, then what happens, you wouldn't have to gauge it. See, you are where you are, and it surprises some people, and then it's smart and it's not smart, and then it's stupid and then it's good and then it's not good and it's up and it's down. It's like listening to Bob. It's great fun because you always in the twirl, but you figure it out. You are able to figure it out. And if you do, then you do. And if you don't, then you continue doing it until you do. See, so it's like, okay, it softens it at every level.
Mm-hmm. And so Ion is causing the creation of the Android meme in some way with to prepare everyone for the cloud. Is one step of this how everyone seems to be moving to multi-screens where not even watching a YouTube video or a Facebook video or any kind of thing, it's not enough for them. They have to have multiple forms of entertainment going at the same time.
Yeah, but now Bob knew this all along. Once they destroyed the printing press, once they finally destroyed the printing press, that's when the cloud was born. Once that happened, and that's when art died. Which what means is museums and all that kind of, they became just vaults for storing old shit. No one gives a damn about art anymore. They don't go to the museums. They don't go look at stuff. They don't go ooh and ah, and blah, 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 blah. They've seen it all because they can look at it if they want to. And it's as much art as the new thing that's art that's art. Just because a painting made it through the 1600s doesn't mean it's very good. You add those protracted values to those things. So once you finally kill the printing press, thank God there's no jobs for typesetters. Nobody does typesetting anymore. All is well and happy, but they don't do that anymore. They don't even typeset their newspapers. Isn't that funny? A paper of news. Paper news. Not iron news, not clay news, not bread and butter news, but newspaper. It's pretty interesting. You take something that's not worth anything and put it on something else that's not worth anything. It's not worth the paper that it's printed on. What a little glib thing that was. But this line, once that's over, that's when we were allowed to open up. We now have it captive to where we can actually engage the human interaction. We can bring them into a place, those that are intrigued and interested, and notice that they are. It's quite an anomaly how they start to war against us a bit. And that's great, because then you're, because before there was nothing to war over, was there? There was nothing to note all of a sudden. Now there's something to fight about. Isn't it great fun?
So what exactly...
Hey, Jonathan, I got a question.
Yes.
When you say this, the cloud started in the post-Gutenberg phase, that's the cloud of Bill Gates and the Android meme. It's not the cloud you're making.
No, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's the same cloud. We had to make the space. We had to make the space. But see, Bob, we couldn't make our cloud until you all knew what a cloud was. So you're using that parallel as an example of we had to create something. Okay. If there's always been sex or coitus, would you agree?
Yes.
Okay, but there wasn't always pornography.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, pornography comes in with the printing press.
That's exactly right. So you have this obverse picture of anything you want to see, basically. You can see anything. In a pornographic version. So there was always sex or coitus, but there wasn't always pornography. Now, yeah, some have disdain for pornography, and others embrace pornography, but that's not the point. The point is that you had to show what sex was from pornography. So the Bill Gates, and Bill Gates didn't even have a cloud. Good Lord, suffering cats.
Okay, just deleting a little bit here. Let's see, let it run for a little bit.
That cloud is the pornographic version of data storage. Okay?
Yes.
And that's laid out, and everybody knows what that is. Well, they think they do, but it's like electricity. They use electricity, and they still don't even know what electricity is. So we find it kind of glib that they're trying to say, oh, we know all about that. And that's okay. They don't have a clue. But those archetypes that they're embracing brings them into the laudable conclusion that they'll recognize our clouds. If we put the other planet that's in quick revolution to show up in your atmosphere of your third rock from the sun. Isn't it funny how we made the show work out from the third rock from the sun? So now everybody within a hearing realm knows what the third rock from the sun is. Except you, Bob, but it's Jane Curtin's party, so that's how that goes. So,
yeah.
Third rock from the sun, if we pop that up today and it made it noted, no. Then it's the end of the world as we know it. Oh, my stars, blah, 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 blood running, dogs and cats laying together, the Megiddo, they start filling up with blood, and the vampires get happy, and the Lemurians jump out of the whale, and the frogmen come over and jump over all the rectociles and the imbeciles and the redlociles that come along from inky, nasty darkness to come to take you over in your bed, under your bed. The boogeyman has a come. So you can't do it like that. It's too much. So you have this cloud where everything is stored. You have this world where everything is. You convince everybody that everything was. Then you find out that there is no time. And then all of a sudden everybody jumps on Bob bandwagon and says, holy fucking Jesus God, there really was no time. How did we ever take time to figure this out? And then everybody's going to sing in the praises, and then they're going to want to kill Bob because he knew all along. He's some mysterious, some boogie man coming down there. We love him till we hate him, and then we hate him till we love him. We run all the way through there, and then we finally, meanwhile, Bob don't even want to talk. He didn't want to even say hello. He said, hey. And Jonathan, Bob barely talks to us, and he kind of digs us, and he barely digs to us. It's quite an infarction when there has to be a JW involved in a conversation pretty much at all, and welcomely so. It's a soft, soothing Gentile. Well, it would be a Gentile, yes, a Gentile experience rather than a Hebrew, but he might be a Jewlite, if not an Israel dart. But even so, that interaction that allows this to be known, you have to have the fault so you can replace it with the genuine. You have to know what it is to know what you're missing. See, you don't know good from bad. You don't know hot from cold. You don't know bitter from sweet. That's the Passover. You're getting ready for your Passover. It's coming along. This is going to be a special Passover. You're not even asking about all that. We're really kind of pouring it out here pretty fast so Bob can pull out some fragment of something that might be valuable or worth something. The cloud is going to replace every institution that includes everything that was ever introduced vulgarly, however stern, regarding the android name.
Okay, so in, on my Tiny Note chart, I symbolize the Android meme as the Arthur Coker quadrant, and one of the symbols in that quadrant is the cloud. Now, when you're talking about the cloud, is that what I mean by the Android meme? The first cloud, the fake cloud, that's Android
you're
meme.
Talking
right?
You're talking about Simon Says. Do you remember
Simon
Says?
That's the Android meme. Because
yes,
the
that's
cloud
the Simon Says. Yes, well, now that's the Simon Says version. The first
yes,
cloud
and
is
the
Simon
cloud you're
Says.
Making, the cloud you're making,
made,
massively.
Made Cowell rich.
Cowell.
Simon Cowell.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's not your cloud that you're making, the genuine cloud. The genuine cloud, did you talk about the genuine cloud in that rant you just did? Or were you just talking
yes,
about the Android meme?
We did of what you come to, of what you come to.
Yeah.
Of the part that they're going to hate you for.
Yes. Did the building of the genuine cloud start on March
18, 2009? We don't do time. We don't do
well, did
time.
It, okay, did it start when
but,
you
but,
showed up
but,
with me
but,
and Carolyn?
Okay. Then, we would say linearly, no. It actually started in 1640. That's where you started it, Bob.
Okay. All right. Then that
no,
that
no, don't stop
the
there.
Cut.
Don't stop there. You wanted, okay, that's what you wanted, so...
Well, is that, did it start in Italy, Oliver Cromwell, 1640? What king was happening in France at that point? And which pope? This is the way we bypass time, Jonathan. We talk about what was going on at the time of something we were at the same area. Now, they could get nebulous because everything's going on at the same time, same something.
Right.
Always.
Irridum. Succeeds Mirian IV, the Sultan of the Ottoman Empire. The Siege of Gaul. Dutch troops take a strategic fortress at Gaul, at Sri Lanka, from the Portuguese.
Right.
King Charles I of England tries to fund the Second Bishop's War. Short parliaments dispersed.
Am I Ofenel Haybob at that point? Still,
you are.
Or
yeah.
Hobab. Ofenel Hobab. So, Jonathan.
Hobab.
I'd like you to ask Jonathan the question. I've been building the idea that this whole 20th century or good spans recently is Bob's hologram. That someday, Jonathan, science will move to the point where you will be able to live as Shakespeare or anybody. You've probably heard of that idea. You'll live like in a matrix tube and be things you've heard about. I'm thinking that I'm avant-garde in that way. I've created a hologram, and all that's happened in the last, at least with Iandom, and maybe the last 100 years that Ian says I'm in the middle of all, is my hologram. I can ask him about that, but you ask about me. Now, he'll give you Jonathan's version of it, but I'm interested in having you ask about me at some point in this session. It doesn't have to be right now if you have a question about 1640.
I have a question about 1640 specifically, or I have a question about...
Yeah, no, but what he just said. I brought up me as a hologram. You don't have to ask that now. I want that done before the session ends. But
right.
You go with what you get from what Ian just said about all those events in 1640.
Okay, well, what I want to talk about around that 1640 is Ion, the you play around a lot, especially with all the royal families, the Mottbottoms and everything, with that they're ascended and they can tap into other worlds. And you talked, and I heard a session about King Leopold's wife. Whereas, are all the rulers ever the successful ones, I guess you want to call that, the ones that seem to live their power, those are ascended. And the ones that didn't do so hot, those would be the ones that refused to tap into the power or didn't tap into the power?
The best one are the only one, well, there's several of them, but they come. Now, when you start marrying the Mountbatten and the Windsors, George is probably the best or the only one that's going to apply.
George the Fifth?
Louis and James.
Louis and James. Do you mean George the Fifth of England?
Well, that's the man you're asking about, Mountbatten and Windsor, are you not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, the one from Cambridge would apply, the newest one, Prince George of Cambridge.
Oh, the baby, the child.
We don't see it that way.
Okay. So you're saying that the child is going to be the most tapped into everything, or is already?
You asked about the Mountbatten Windsor in the registry. That is the connection.
What about his great-grandmother, Elizabeth? She's been on the throne for longer than anyone ever. Is she going to continue to sit upon that throne for long periods of time still?
The only reason that she is in that is because of the Duke of Edinburgh. Under a declaration made in the council in 1960, the declaration specifically applies to the name Mountbatten Windsor, the male line descendants of the Queen not holding royal styles, the titles Mountbatten Windsor has been used by descendants of Queen Elizabeth II who do not hold less than royal styles. So it's the ones they do have royal styles. See, Prince Andrew, the Duke of York, and Anne, and Prince the Princess Royal, children of the Queen, use the surname Mountbatten Windsor in their marriage registry. So this goes. This is going to get you all the way to the Pendragons if you'll pay attention.
Right.
But you've got to get. You have other issues. You got the Glucksberg. You got the Glucksbergs. The House of Oldenburg. Bob can tear you up on that. You got the entire Russian Empire. You got the Kingdom of Denmark. You got the Kingdom of Norway, Sweden, Greece. You got Schleswig. It's astounding. Because you go before 1448 with Elimar the First. Then you're going to pull it all the way up to Nicholas II. You're going to pull it all the way up for Augustenborg. This all connects. That's what we're trying to softly say. So
yeah.
If you're going to go that far, that's beautiful, wonderful, fine, but that's not what you're actually asking, is it?
Yes and no. What I'm asking...
Well, there you go.
Yeah. What I'm asking is, so all the royals are connected across all of Europe. Did they have abilities that they're, or a force of will that were much greater than their subjects?
Okay. I guess the only way you're ever going to get this is... Oh... wrong way. Louis Alexander Mountbatten. He's the first Marquis of Milford Haven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the German prince, and that's where all this starts rolling to, not from.
Okay.
And you go all the way down to Prince Alexander of Hesse and by the Rhine.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Prince Wilhelm of Baden.
Mm-hmm.
Countess Palatine, Caroline of Zweibrücken. Then you're falling down to Ignatius Hawke, H-A-U-K-E. Now, that gets fancy later. That's the same Hawke that made your famous crystal that you know very well.
Okay.
The Hawke's crystal line.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay, yes.
You know it well.
Ion, all these people you're naming... Did I, as Ofen El Habab, interact with them, and they knew me, or did
yes,
I hide
they did.
From them?
Most all of them did. You couldn't hide, Bob. You were on everything moving.
At least in 1640, these names, Louis.
Well, ever since Soupy Sales was on What's My Line.
Yes, with Kitty Carlisle.
They loved Kitty Carlisle. Yes, yeah. She was wonderful.
Yeah. And Johnson, New York City, as we know it today, existed at the time of Babylon, way back there, maybe the time, no, not of Atlantis.
It's not even worth the string of beads they paid for it.
Hmm. Okay. Carry on, Johnson.
So, without time and without any kind of thing like that, but we can... go through and access the people that are in existence. While we do this, do we influence and change them absolutely directly?
It would affect it, yes.
Mm-hmm. So much so.
Johnson, you said while we do this, you mean Iondom activities, like talking to Ion.
Well, I actually just meant any sort of form of our kind of remembering, or however you want to say it.
Well, remembering, well, that's right. Your remembering is the putting it back together. So if you can put it back together, you can remember it. You put it back into its compartment. So it had to be in your memory to remember it, in your remembrance. So some of this is outside of it, but then we can say the words, and all of a sudden you connect it.
But does that change that? Or affects it, I should say.
Well, it's not really affected, it's more applied, isn't it?
More applied, don't you? Okay. So it's more
applied. Apply it.
Yeah.
Well, if you can't apply it, it applies.
Mm-hmm.
There was a suggestion that you weren't talking loud enough, Johnson, so maybe talk a little louder. I think you're okay, but
all right,
talk to
you
a little louder.
Yeah,
for the recording.
Mm-hmm.
What are you trying to get at, Johnson? What was the opening idea that you wanted to know about?
The opening idea is us discussing, we'll go with Prince Louis Mountbatten. Does that change?
No. Prince Louis of Battenberg.
Yes.
Then you go to Countess Julia Hawke. Then you go to Count John Maurice Hawke. Then you go to Frederick Carl Emanuel Hawke, down to Ignatius Hawke, in that line. Bob's trying to get somewhere. Now that's a lot of words, we know. So now you're going to go on the other side, and you got Prince Alexander of Hesse and by Rhine. And then that goes into Louis II, the Grand Duke of Hesse by the Rhine, which then goes all the way down to Countess Pauline Carolyn of Schwerbeck.
Turnentax's house family intermingle with these German names you're talking?
Yes, the Bino, Leopold, Ignatius, LaFontaine.
He's a Turnentaxis?
That's where it comes to.
Oh, okay.
The Conleys, you know that, what you call Cornelli. The Cornelis, yes.
Yeah.
Some of that damn Medici money, Bob, you know.
That's the Medici, Johnson.
Demichis, how you say that, man.
Are the Knights Templars independent of the stream you just are talking about? Or did they mix in with it? Did they go underground and mix in relatively anonymously?
No. It wasn't anonymous. They mixed in, Bob. You know that. There's tons of miscegenation in that whole foolishness. You know this.
Okay. Go ahead, Johnson.
So, falling back on the Hesses, does us discussing them now change their reality in itself?
Yes, they're rewriting the lineage as we say right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're laughing. Hey, John, you're laughing, but
I'm not laughing. I'm trying to grasp more readily.
Johnson, bring in your adolescent interest in Egypt. See mm-hmm. what part of what you studied that you know relates to this.
All right. We'll go with one of the Akhenaten period, where it all switched to monotheism for a bit, and then they brought in the boy king. Discussing that, is that something that we fabricated and forced on the royal family, or is that something that is happening and we are just making it applicable?
Do you mean the Egyptian royal family or the British royal family?
The Egyptian royal family.
Okay.
Well, if you're going to go, it would be actually compare it. You would actually have to run it. It's actually before. It's before that period. What Bob says, the 18th dynasty, which would be 1332 to 1323 BC.
Mm-hmm.
It's before that.
I was the successor. So is your question this from Nefertiti for Nerdam, is that one that comes after it? Because the consort might be the half-sister and a cousin, but that's going to run it right in that same bumping age. So. Tutankhamun.
Go ahead. Tutankhamun. Go ahead.
Then. You got to bring that all the way up to Howard Carter. But so all this occurred, but no one knew about it until Howard Carter.
Mm-hmm.
You get that, right?
Yeah, that's 1922.
That's correct. That's why that's... Yeah. Now, that was the fifth Earl of Carnarvon.
Mm.
Yes?
Okay.
Yeah.
That connects.
So, is that the connection between the Egyptian and the Egyptian Orioles and the British
yes.
Orioles?
Yes, the DNA. Hold on.
Okay.
Don't answer that. Don't ask that. Just wait 1 second. Yes, the answer to your question is yes. The DNA test that proved that, and the one that you're going to know that as, which we've changed it already, but it's mummy, KV55. Proves ascension.
Ian, we're moving through Egyptian dynasties towards the Garden of Eden, correct?
That's correct. Now, the second one would be Akhenaten's sister and wife. This mummy is KV35YL. And this is important because this is how they did the strands, the dots, the schmears, a jelly schmear. They had bagels with cream cheese and a little jelly schmear. The schmears prove ascension.
And does that involve with the hypothalamus too?
It does. And that's why they would take it out sometimes to preserve it. But see, they had to do, no one cared about that. The little jars where they put the innards. The only reason they put the innards in those jars is so they could be preserved for the afterlife. Afterlife, that we were living life that they weren't. They were getting ready for the life they were to live. That's the whole God thing that they were trying to lay out. One more time, as we said through history over and over and over, you laid out your history so you could find your way like the fat one going to the house to be eaten by the witch. So, they're trying to find their way, and they leave their little drops of bread, and then they lose their way. You left the breadcrumbs like Hansel and Gretel, as you say, to the point where you can find your way back to your palace. So this is what that's about. And in all the hieroglyphs and everything that lays out, the rule, the book of the dead, all that gobbledygibbledygib stuff is one more example of how the Gutenberg reality tried to lay out something in stone. There we got to your stone, Bob. In stone that people could embrace to get themselves back to God. Now you're coming back to the stone because you finally killed the radio star.
In the Chambord Castle and the Castle Beauregard, there's lots of Egyptian imagery. These people, the Germans and that we're talking about, even though it's Gaul, are they aware of the 12 castles I built and part of the information there? Did they co-create it with me? Did they just stand back and marvel? The recent information you've given
us. What they marveled at is how you paid for it. That's what they marveled at.
Right, and that involved what I call parallel world economy, bringing over gold from other worlds.
No, you just said build it, and don't worry about it.
Right. The people that John has evoked here, going back to 1640, did they contribute to the building of the castles? Did they work with the motive I had? Or were they counterfeit?
They didn't know. You didn't care. You never asked that before. You never care. You'd play and have quarters with the devil his fucking self if it got you what you was trying to get to, Bob. And you know full well you would at any given time. It has no matter to you at all whatsoever in Antum. So that's fine. But good luck with that because you're going to do what you do. And that's perfectly wonderful. Fine. We think it's fabulous, personally, but...
But there's been a traditional rivalry between the French royalty and the German oligarchy. Is it based in this Chambord action and 12 castles, or is it based on other stuff, other competitions?
It was David Bryce you were working with.
Okay, Jonathan, you ask about David Bryce. So he gets back to you.
Who is David Bryce?
He's who designed the castle.
Mm-hmm. The Chambord Castle, okay.
He's a Scottish architect. He also did the surgical hospital in Edinburgh in 1853. And he has Fettes College main building. And it's pretty exciting.
Is that spelled Bryce? David Bryce, architect, 1803, born 1803.
David Bryce, Bryce. Yes.
Yes. Was he living before 1803? In the body as David Bryce, or he started in 1803. Is he some of these eternal people or not? Consciously eternal people, like St. Germain. Is he part of that gang?
Well, you can. Well, the answer would be yes, but that's not what you want to know as the answer.
Is he around today in this world?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So you caught it. Here's how he saved it, Jonathan. He ran into it, and then he knew how we were going to answer, but then he said, in this world. And what he's actually trying to portray here is that obviously there are interactions with multi-worlds. There's multi-strains of the same world. Just as you have different strains through your day, you have that many worlds as well. Or your Doctor Who famous Queen Victoria, not in my world, is what comes to mind. And that's exactly how it was. Because not in her world all the way before we ever got all the way into your little Jack Cartman rage, which is where that came from, obviously, from the Doctor Who connection, Captain Jack Cartman, which then turns into Bob's most imminent face of Bo. It's a great connection all the way in and out that make those all connect in the dots, which even make those series, do they not?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that series becomes a chain. When that chain becomes a reaction, when that reaction becomes an innovation or a reaction or a novation by definition, which changes the grounds, what's written down that is, it's a new contract is written. Novation was our reference, wasn't it? We think that's where we started that. Yes, good. Nice segue there, Jonathan.
Very nice indeed.
Okay, Jonathan, carry on.
I'd like to go back to KV-35YL. The damage that was done by what the archaeologists say, with the chest cavity being caved in and the right arm being removed. Is it done by Tomb Raiders, or was there something there actually involving the Ascension?
No, we're sorry. That was Bob.
No.
And those parts that are missing are under the Sphinx's left front all in a room.
Were they significant? Why were they removed and hidden?
It had to go with the original, with the real eye block, and it had to go with it to prove it.
Yeah, remember, Jonathan, these major pyramids were built by Moses. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
And I was working with Moses, so I'm part of that. That's Ophanel. Ophanel's works. And so Ophanel put the Dobstown, I call it Dobstown artifacts, in there.
Well, it was Imhotep. It was Imhotep. Imhotep did it, Bob.
What did I do with Imhotep? Anything?
You told him to what to do.
Oh, okay, right.
You know how you boss everybody around, or everybody's cleaning up your damn messes all the time, Bob. You tear shit up, and everybody else has to run around and clean it up and fuss, and then they still have to do it, and the energy it takes to get you to do it, they could have just done it themselves, and so that's what they do.
The freewheeling Ophanel Hobab.
But now you got to watch out for King A.
Who's that,
John?
King A. No, King A.
So
he was before Tutankhamun.
King A-Y-E?
It's A-Y. Mm-hmm.
A-Y. Oh, A.
A. That's why we said Pharaoh A. Yeah. That's the one.
Oh. Okay.
He's a bad motherfucker.
Is he, whoever the guy was, his name began with M, who competed with Sherlock Holmes, forget his name.
Moriarty.
Is King A Ophanel's Moriarty?
No. It's good, but no.
Okay.
It was close. You were very close, but no.
Ophanel doesn't have a Moriarty.
Well, if you keep going there, you're going to end up with Alexander the Great, and then you're going to be really pissed off because you're going to go the different direction.
Did he seriously put a warp in plans that were in action?
He undid all of Macedonia.
Yeah.
All of it. I mean, and put, well, the good thing he did is he brought, actually brought Babylon up to snuff. Because, see, you couldn't do what you're doing. You, Bob, couldn't do what you do right now without Babylon.
Hmm. And
so he's saying, but you, whoa, hold on just a second. You're not going to get away with it. No. See, without the converse, you have no obverse. well, you're laughing, but that's how this crap you get away with works. Without that, your crap doesn't work. They call you bad names. Sometimes they do that anyway, but you don't care because of your position.
Yeah, and you're saying Alexander made that possible for me.
He did. Babylon.
Yes.
Babylon.
Jonathan, is there something else you want to ask about? You know, it's a wholly different topic. In case we finish soon, you might want to get that in. If there is anything else, we can pursue this if that's all you want.
No, we've hit the major topics, sir. I need to rework my questions anyway before with the better understanding of time. So I'm okay to follow down Alexander of Macedon and A.
Well, he cut the Gordian knot. Is there way more effects involving multiple worlds and this connectedness we're talking about than the details they tell and educate children about the Gordian knot ion?
Well, we would say, can we give a natural yes? How often do you get a natural yes? It's very rare just to get a yes out of us, isn't it, Bob?
Yes.
Yes. Now you get a do, or you get no, don't go there, oh, blow your brains out, or blah, 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 go and kick
yourself. We didn't say that.
Something like that. Right, that's right. We didn't say it. That's right. So let's go soft with it and just say yes and let it develop a little bit, because it's a very rare construct that we can just say okay or sure or why not. But you're fixing to come into a new level, see, because now, Jonathan, this is your time. So you're asking these questions that apply for a specific reason, not for information or knowing, but for connection. You keep asking how to connect. You know how to connect the dots. It's the dots that are connecting you. But it's not the string. It's the line. That's the issue.
So the line is the issue. What is the issue with the line?
The space between the line.
Oh, so the unconnectedness.
Well, no, if it's by rote, then every good boy does fine. Or F-A-C-E. Did you get the travel class?
F-A-C-E is in the angel diagram.
And it's also, he's asking, but he'll understand it as part of the treble clef, the notes.
The notes of music or what?
Yes, by rote. Yes, by rote music, yes.
Okay.
We got to move it forward. Second. I think I'm moving forward 15 seconds.
Going to what Bob wanted to talk about earlier, it's been festering in my mind. There, as you know, Ion, Bob, there's this video game series called Assassin's Creed, which basically deals with some of what you're saying. It allows someone to enter a machine called the Animus, which allows them to relive the their ancestors' memories. Is that similar to what Bob was describing?
He does more. It's more of the stealth video side. It's what he gets off on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because, like, you know, the train robbery, the missions?
Yeah.
Those, that's what gets him off. That, not that there's that, but that there's a train. And you're going, that sounds silly, but that's what does it for Bob. Or like the syndicate, you know, the syndicate part with the bank heist?
Mm-hmm.
That's not that there's a heist, that there's a bank.
So it's not the actions necessarily as it is that there was something or is something.
Our Monarch Jaga.
And what is that?
The Assassin's Creed.
Okay.
Monarch Jaga.
All right, and you're not talking about the great train robbery of 1963. You're not mentioning
how he pulls it. This is what Assassin's Creed made that from. The polygon. Yes. Very good.
No, are you entering me? This, it does relate,
yes,
to the...
We are. It's
okay.
The polygon.
Had you asked about that before, Jonathan, or studied it, the great train robbery of 1963?
I know a little bit about it, but most of it's from popular culture, not so much the actual fact of it.
Okay.
Okay, I got to move it forward. Second.
And we're going to tell him, and then he's going to say, oh, okay, so you mean it's like this, and he gets something he kind of knows or has some inflection of, like what you were doing at Heebie-Jeebies back in the day, Bob. That would be a representation of a holographic experience, because who in the name of a sovereign living God would ever tell anybody else they did that in public, right? So that would have to be an example, but that's one thing you can embrace and go, oh, yeah, okay, but then the East Side wasn't really all that then, was it? Anyway, it was kind of the up-and-coming thing to be, but then you go to the Lower West Side, and, oh, that's where it was swinging, but that's a whole other conversation. But you got around, such as you did, it's okay. But the point is now the next time, Jonathan, he asks what this is, or someone asks what this is, we're going to go a completely different way, a completely different space, and he's going to embrace it. And he's like, oh, it's like puffs. Puffs are like the holodeck. And we go, yes. And people go, what the fuck are puffs? And there you go. There, then it down, round, down, round we go. Here we go again.
So these perversions, the pornographic versions of everything, are necessary for everyone to be understand and compare and contrast to get a better understanding of what... for example, you needed the Star Trek communicators to understand what a cell phone was to have the Android meme.
No, you had to have that so the Android meme could make fun of it to invent a cell phone technology. See, there's a lot of technologies that we're trying to bring out, like the hoverboard in Back to the Future. Now that you actually have them, you're surprised. But if you hadn't had them then, you wouldn't know them now. You wouldn't long for them then. See, there was no future for the past to be in the now for the next knowing that's coming. See, all these words that we've said, we've laid this out so clearly and so specifically that it's kind of simple. And we've hidden it in plain sight. It's plain of sight as you ever could. We said it's all a Playfair cipher. We said Finnegan's Wake is a Playfair cipher. We said the Playfair cipher code was Angel. How much more goddamn clear can you absolutely be without saying exactly what it is, how it works, and what the code is? And how you have an angel diagram that's a picture of a perfect cell. And how when you animate this chart, this angel chart, it will become like into a lotus flower, and it will open, and it will give you the key to make a cell that makes you back to God. Simple as clear as mud. Easy as you can get it. Can't get any better than you got it from right there. Then you kind of roll back into it. We go, well, lay it out there. Everybody that'll listen, all they got to do is be still. Hell, they don't even have to have. Listen, we put in their dreams. They wrote books about it. They wrote things. They wrote scribblings. They recorded things. They make songs. They make books. They make movies to keep Bob entertained. They've done everything in the whole wide living world that could be possibly done to entertain Bob one more damn second so he can figure this shit out. It's what he created, it's what he had, it's what he wanted, it's what's going to be one way or the other. Y'all can do any damn thing you want to do. This is going to be. It's the between the is's and the arnishes, isn't it, Bob?
Yes.
So, it doesn't matter how far the burning of the belly goes. It doesn't matter how much the tale of tea goes on. It's sooner or later... The problem with socialism is that you run out of other people's money, isn't it? Now, whose quote is that, Jonathan?
Well, it's either JW's or Maggie Thatcher's. I'm not quite sure which one.
Touche, 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 oh, better one, touche.
Yeah, Maggie Thatcher said that.
But not the first time.
Ah, she got it from JW? We're not saying. We didn't say that.
What great fun. Okay. Now bring it back home now. You got to connect the dots. You remember dots? You used to do dots. Connect the dots.
Okay. Then Roxy seems to have a pretty good nose for things. She didn't do too good on that guy, D. Leon, but she's now focusing on Robert D. Lennoncourt, a cardinal who was working with Robert Francis, King Francis, and the making of the castles. And then she suspects that's me or an image of Ophanel Haybob. Is she on the right track, or shall we dump that suggestion? Ion. I'm asking Ion, not Jonathan.
Fair enough. Well... It's not really, no, it's not Lennoncourt.
No, yeah, Lennon, L-E-N-N-O-N-C-O-R-T, I think it is. It's not, he's not, of. Did he help, did he participate in the making of Chambord and Beauregard? I think he's named as something to do with it. Is that me? Is that referring to me?
No. It's
okay.
Della Rovere Federico Undaglio Fanducello.
That's me. That's Ophanel under another name.
Reference. It's a reference.
Right. Very good. Okay, Jonathan, I wanted to ask that. Go ahead with
hold on. When you do this, it's going to go sad.
Should we? Should Jonathan pursue that name you just mentioned for connecting?
If you want to.
Okay. Jonathan studied genetics in university, I understand. What piece of information did he get from their knowledge base that really applies to what we're doing now? Is there
how wrong it is. How wrong it is.
Okay. You got that, Jonathan?
Yeah, I did.
Don't remember what you learned.
Yeah, I'm on it.
How's your Italian, Bob? Is it any good?
No. But you can try me.
Oh, crap.
Vinny Vici Vidi. Vinny Vici
Vidi. That's fuck 'em hard if they want to. That's fuck 'em hard if they want to, isn't it, Bob? But I sent you that. I sent you what Roxy's looking for. It's in your inbox.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Very good.
But it's in Italian, so we're sorry. You'll have to translate.
All right. She can read Italian.
Perfect.
All right, Jonathan, pursue where you want to go.
Okay. So with the we talked on cell phones, and my thing.
No, we don't. Yeah, cell phones talk on you. Cell phones talk on you. Easy.
Okay.
No,
okay.
You do not speak on cell phones. Cell phones talk on you. If you have to ping off a tower, then something's speaking to you. You're not speaking to it.
Mm-hmm. And that is the major point on the slang level of McLuhan's The Medium is the Message, right? McLuhan understood that and was saying that. Yes. With all technologies, Johnson. Mm-hmm. People don't smoke cigars. Cigars smoke them. That's what McLuhan used to say.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Awesome. Okay. I get that. So, for example, the idea, the hoverboards, the flying cars, the Star Trek communicators, these are ideas that were instilled into the popular culture by sci-fi. So these are all perversions from the guff that have come through that help us understand or help us be able to create or make the things that already are is?
No. It's the action or process of positioning oneself in such a way as to appeal to or to appease both left-wing and right-wing standpoints.
So is it to bring together then?
No, it's the formation or the division into triangles.
The formation, the division into triangles of ideas or people?
Well, in tracing the measurement of a series of network of triangles in order to determine the distances or relative positions of points spread over a territory or a region, especially by measuring the length of one side of each triangle by deducing its angles and the length of the other two sides by observation from this baseline. That's the answer to your question.
And that's what Ayn refers to what you just stated with the phrase triangulation, or the word triangulation, correct?
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And that's what it's always all been about, from the line of a dodecahedron. Or you take a pyramid and you cut it in half. You come up with the line points of the dodecahedron.
That's the mathematization of the non-physical, which was created for fallen man. The non-physical created for fallen man, the triangulation is the mathematization of that, mathematization of non-physical action, correct?
It would be, yes.
Yeah, because, Jonathan, the first thing that Ayn said to us in the first day or so, back in March 18th or March 20th, I asked what they were, and they said they were a dodecahedron, which he just said. And since Ayn was the original non-physical environment, then that's accurate what they said about themselves. And then the number of entities in the guff, in the dodecahedron, you count on each angle that make up the dodecahedron.
It's developed into quantitative paradigms.
Yes, and this is something to bring in. In the Allow recording, we did Relax and Allow. I think it was the second one.
Her title made a book about that.
Right, that's right.
It's all about the secret. It's all about the secret. Esther Hicks will have a cow.
right. But he does not mention the differential something equations, which we never developed. That was mentioned at the end of the Allow session. Is the triangulation would have to include the differential equation knowledge, but it came up recently. Ayn mentioned it. We did find out about the differential equations through triangulation, though we didn't use the phrase differential equations. Would you agree with that, Ayn?
Right. It's a common relationship, especially if you're a narcissist, Bob.
Yes. Narcissist is the first level of non-physical requirement of the fall.
Perfect.
Person.
Very good. And that's the relationship. That's right.
Yes.
In
the Sistine Chapel, when Adam is reaching out for God to connect, you know, the famous painting in the Sistine Chapel, that's the beginning. That's a painting, not of ascension. That's a painting of fallen man, because he's requiring connection with something outside of himself. And that's relationship, as Ayn just said it. relationship is a fallen condition.
It's called divine. And this is your topic, Bob. It's instead of divide and conquer, which you're used to, this is called divine and conquer.
Divine and conquer. Okay. And
yes,
you're suggesting
divine and conquer.
Are you suggesting everything that we've said here could be sold as a recording?
Well, if you're flirting with it, it could.
Is this confidential, most of what we're talking about, not to be public?
Hidden perfectly in plain sight. It'll be, Jonathan, don't worry. Your recording will be on the website before night. Don't worry.
No, but that's important. But
great,
but so when you said the title, we always titled recordings that we sold, and we've never,
yes.
You hardly ever say that. Are you indicating this should be a special recording?
Well, look at it and see if there's anything worth anything, Bob. You have, you'll look at it. It may be okay, something.
Is it too subjective
nominal.
To Jonathan or my interest? It's too particular.
Well,
you can clean
it up. You're very good at that now. In the days,
yes.
You're all. You could almost go back to work at the radio station if you have to go get a job.
But the there's not too much confidential stuff on here that we've done the past hour and a bit.
Sanctuary.
Ion.
Sanctuary.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
With the dodecahedron, which you say you are, or the guff is, do you care to define what kind of dodecahedron?
I would predict rhomboid.
Uh-uh.
Ion mentioned rhomboid.
Uh-uh. A plane figure with 12 sides.
Not the rhomboid. Okay.
No. No, we answered his question.
Oh, okay.
So, but would that be a regular, a small stellid, a great stellid, a rhombic?
It's more of a dual polygon.
Dual polygon.
See, it's if you take the pyramid and you cut it in half on a bias cross section. There you hook it. The two deca, 10, go now, angles. Polygon with 12 sides.
Hmm.
Now you go all the way to the rhomboid, which Bob is right, but that's not what you asked.
No, that's not what I asked.
Right, but Bob's right. But that's not your answer.
All right.
Because then you can take it all the way to the end guns. Because that's where it's going to go. Because now he's already finished the octad. Oh, Lord, suffering cat. We buried those five bodies. Thank God. And now we're even out. Now you're fixing to step out of the octad. Took you long enough, Bob, with no time. It took you long enough, Bob, that now you can move out of the octad and move into the N-gon. You'll see.
Into the what gon?
N-gon.
A new word. I-N-D-G-O-N or
no.
I-N-G-O-N?
No. N as in none, no, none, no. N as in no, gon, G-O-N, N-gon.
Right, you have lots of... So we've moved into octad and frequencies the past... Many moons?
You're past it. You won't have to give it. You're out of the octet now, finally.
And does that include everybody who listens to the show, or just three of us? Who's involved with
that? Sooner or later, Bob, they'll figure out what the lamp stands are for. You told them, and then we put it private, and we said they couldn't have it. We laid it out ever so clear so that they could actually somehow work out some way with their money checks and they could get it. Then they could listen to it. Then they've shared it and copied it and sent it and resent it, unsent it, resent it back. Then they found out there was a whole other chapter in Revelation. Then they run away with that. Isn't it great fun? Then we come right back into this ninth place where you come into a new realm. Maybe it would be like Mr. Corso's ninth gate. Then we left the octad. Then you can slide into a whole other streaming realm. a streaming realm just outside the world that you know.
Did you say the ninth gate relates to the octad knowledge?
It do.
Okay. Okay, Jonathan, carry on.
Not bad, not bad, Bob. You're moving on up to the east side to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Everybody thinks the octad is the ultimate goal, Jonathan. Now we have
that's what you just got rid of. That's what you've been trying to get rid of since you had those bastard babies running around all over the place. But luckily, we've killed most of them now. But they keep coming back to life. He keeps dragging them back up. And then it's The Walking Dead. Then they made a series about The Walking Dead. And then now people are making a drug. Bath salts. Go figure. Bath salts. They can run around and they can be the Walking Dead right now in front of your eyes. It's very wonderful indeed.
Okay, let's pause for a minute. And you asked what this was on the chat line, Eliza. It's January 18th.
I was curious to know, who's Jonathan?
Oh, that's JW's oldest son.
Oh.
You can hear him in the Led Zeppelin recording you buy. So this is Jonathan's second appearance. Okay.
A theater surgeon's book, More Than Human, Zappa liked a lot. And it's five or six people. Carol read the story. I never read it. But they were an interesting bunch of young people with a few adults. Is that a good model of what you're just talking about, bringing people together to work for...
They have to connect at some level. They have to connect at some level.
And that's illustrated in the More Than Human book by Theodore Sturgeon, the connecting part.
Okay, yeah. It's a glib archetype, but okay. If you like it, if it gets you off, Bob, we're all for it. As long as Bob's nutting, that's all that really matters to us.
Okay, is this the connecting illustrated in the Potter series, the Harry Potter series?
Oh, most certainly, yes, most certainly.
Same archetype.
Well, no, it's not the same archetype, but it comes to the same laudable conclusion, and that's what you're after, isn't it?
Yes.
It's not how it ends well, it's that it ends.
Yes.
Well, okay, you say yes because you say it doesn't end after a little bit, or you redo it the next time, so the next time you go with it and you go, okay, and the next time, and the next time, and the next time, so it's like, okay.
Yes. Go ahead, Jonathan.
So... August Abrams, the 10-year-old son, that's correct, who you must have, as you said.
Yes.
And then Prince George of Cambridge.
We got that already.
Oh, you got him. Good.
Yeah. Don't be talking about that.
Did Carol and I have any children we're not aware of that we
didn't say? We can't say.
Okay. You know, Jonathan, there's... Go ahead. Yep, go ahead.
I was just going to ask who else have you collected or trying to collect?
Most of the wreckage of Carthage. Oh, he thinks we're being lit clever now, doesn't he, Bob?
Watch it, Jonathan.
Caveat emptor. Caveat emptor. Supply.
Everywhere.
Do you know what that phrase refers to? Is that a video game or something you knew in your own studies?
Caveat emptor?
No, wreckage. The wreckage at Carthage.
No, I don't at all.
Okay.
Okay, got to move it forward a bit.
See, it all comes back. It all went bad in 814 with the Syro-Phoenicians, Bob. You know them well.
Yes.
That's it.
And that's 814 after the Nazarene, not
B.C.
Before. Oh, it is B.C. Okay. That's close to... Homer time, when Homer wrote it down.
Well, the Punic Wars, you know.
Okay, the Punic Wars, all right. Is there significance to Ionia? where the Delphi Oracle was in what we call Ionis today. There's something interesting that went on there that relates to why Ion picked the name Ion?
No, we didn't pick that name.
Who picked it then?
You did.
We voted on it, but Ion suggested it.
Oh, you socialist, you beat everything.
Unless it was JW, but we have the email, and it seems to have been suggested by Ion.
So I guess we're then responsible for the Ionian War, huh?
No, I'm just wondering if Ionia, is there something special about that history, that of that oracle that the royalties and oligarchs consulted? That is related.
No, it was an example. No, no, remember, Bob, it goes back to the connection of some place that people can connect to. They got to connect to something to get from something, to get to something, to get at something, to get away from something, to be something. Well, that's the something that is.
I see. And Jonathan, did you know there's a section in Plato called Ion?
No. Which book?
Let me tell you what it is. It's a debate between Socrates and maybe Ion and per se, the person, something Ion, over whether the rhapsode or the divinely inspired poet, the poet that's in trance, is genuine creativity. And my theory about that was Socrates decided and won the debate, and Ion was not legitimate poetry because Ion could only rant and as a rhapsode what it was inspired by. It didn't take in other poets, didn't take other poet works, didn't know it. And my theory within McLuhan thinking is that the alphabet favored the non-rhapsodic kind of poetry. But Ion, as we know, Ion here presently with us, is retrieving the rhapsodic form of creativity that Plato suppressed. Do you agree with what I've said so far, Ion?
Well, except for the rhapsody part, because then that turns into a failed Verizon program, but it's okay with us.
Right. What they call the rhapsode, the divinely inspired, which you are, and you are the source of that, you're giving, we are correcting the bad name that that kind of inspired creativity suffered under alphabetic Plato conditions. Do you agree with that?
Well, it's the Iron Age that messed it up, Bob.
Okay. Okay, John, just want to tell you that. You might want to read the Ion.
If he gets esoteric, Bob will bite any time. You go esoteric, he's like, okay, got you. Yeah, no problem. and he gets that because he can apply it and he can come back and wear your ass out over it is the rest of the story. That's a happy day.
So what
it's a
say,
one
John?
Movement work that is episodic yet integrated, free-flowing in structure, featuring a range of highly contrasted moods, color, or tonality. An air of spontaneous inspiration and a sense of improvisation made it freer in form than a set of variations. You mean something like that, Bob?
Yeah, are you quoting from Plato?
No, that's a definition.
Ah, I'm just going to put that in, spontaneous improvisation, see if it comes up anywhere else.
Okay, Spanky.
Is that a definition of what you do?
It is.
Or what, okay, not what a rhapsode does.
No, no, and this is not, it also applies as what you call music, because sometimes it's sweet to your ear, and sometimes it's of a tinging, tinny, horrid, sad, black day.
Yeah, that's a good. We got some new information here, Jonathan. That's the
get out
song.
Of town. There ain't nothing new under the sun.
Yeah,
you know better than that.
Well, what does your phrase "the new song" refer to? This is nothing new.
That's the one you're singing now.
Yes, we're singing it right now, Jonathan.
You're singing,
the new song.
And you can name that tune in three notes.
Okay, Jonathan. Your next idea. We've got 5 or 7 minutes left.
All right. Well, this is something that I've just noticed through this interaction and the other interaction that I've had with Ion. is you like to use a lot more of JW's phrases when we interact. Is that just to seem...
We get them from you. He's all you know. He's all you know.
And it's just a simple, whoever you're reacting with, you play off them?
It's not a play. It's a plug-in play.
Plug-in play.
They use your knowledge base, your word base, for to answer you. I am using.
We have to, otherwise we can take it into. It'd be very, very, very bad and moving to you, but you would have a more challenging time Googling that, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. No.
So that's sort of how that plays, but softly so.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know, Jonathan, that Ion told me, or JW told me, that JW, or one of the JWs, met J.J. Abrams about 2000? They've known each other for a long time. You knew about that, Jonathan?
I actually heard about it through one of the shows that I listened to within the past month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
It was a Dorian mode.
Yes, they call him. Mm-hmm. Ion, when I say that about JW or one of the JWs knowing Abrams in 2000, is that in this world? Are there qualifiers that we haven't evoked about that relationship?
No.
From you?
No. It's a minor sixth.
Right. And JW, the one who's very active in Hollywood, met Abrams because that JW knew that Abrams would become good, or was just a happy coincidence that they met?
Well, some would say we built this city.
Yes. Yeah.
Some would say.
Okay, Jonathan.
No, I was told that song was very important by JW. Is there any meaning that I'm missing from that song? We built this city.
Did you happen to look at the words?
I did.
Okay. Then, who is Mamba? See, Bob, we fuck them up when we start doing degree of separation. See what happens? Here we go. Did we look at the words? Yes, we looked at the words. They said it was important. Is it important? Yes, it's important. Did you look at the words? Yes. Okay. Then tell us who is Mamba. And then we go, there's dead silence. See, there you go. Stopped all creation right there. All the Doric accolades are out the window. Dobbstown is lost. We've given the deed. We've thrown the deed in the fireplace, Bob. It's over. It's over. It's over. So there you go. Listen to the radio then.
So I'm looking at the lyrics, Jonathan.
Yeah, Macaroni plays the Mamba. Or Marconi. Yeah.
I see.
Said the blind man who reached his hammer and saw.
That's post-Gutenberg communication. If Marconi is...
Yay, and it's past, and it's past. Yay.
Right.
Yay. And the crowd erupts with adulation.
Bob maintains authority.
Yay, he's gonna save the city. He's gonna save the farm. Sunnybrook Farm is saved once again, yes.
Now they're saying listen to the radio, but video killed the radio star.
Yeah, but you don't know that until you know radio. You got idiots
okay.
that don't know what radio is. That's why CKLN describe specifically how many times we have had to remind them of CKLN.
Yes,
for Pete's
many times.
Sake. Even you bring back those ridiculous archetypes and how horrible all that was to get you all the way right up Stang's bum. Time and time and time again. It just seems to be fun or whatever. But it's just the fleeting swoon. It's the swoon. It's the smelling salts that bring us back to credibility. The age of credibility, isn't it? Delightful.
Okay, I get that. There was rumors that Howard Stern was a bit apathetic about the direction to take in his radio career. Is he aware of Payday and Carolyn's show?
Yes.
Does that make him feel less motivated because he can't do what we can do?
Well, he can't do it anyway.
Right, because he's just signed a new contract. But his wife is outraged. I haven't read the article.
Oh, yeah.
Does she know about us?
Yes.
Do you know about Howard Stern, Johnson, or is that before your time?
Yeah, no, I know about Howard Stern. I watched his movie Private Parts.
Okay, I think I watched that too. He is in a malaise because he doesn't have what we have. Would you agree with that, Ian?
Oh, let me tell you what he's pissed about. He has pissed off Beth. That's what's happened.
Now, what
it's
is he mad about?
He is very upset.
Yeah. They're looking for a divorce, and I'm just trying to see why would she has been a patient, devoted wife, and she finally thought she was getting more to all. She wanted him to retire.
Right.
Oh, I
she
see.
Knows you got to go still. He doesn't want to.
And, okay, so... she's not upset with him. Well, she would say, give it up, Howard. Bob's got a better radio show with Ion.
You're lost.
You're never going to do
it. You're lost. Yeah, you're lost. You're lost.
Yeah. There's no point in it anymore.
Well, they're not listening anyway, so there's nothing else you can say. You've shown them everything that you can show them. You've told them everything you can tell them. And short of midget kitty porn, there's not much else going on, and then you go to jail for that, don't you? So, you know, and then the pedophiles don't even really get off on that anyway, because they're already midgets, so how can you be little midgets? Isn't that like a oxymoron of itself? But being the world's tallest midget, I guess you could probably have empathy with that whole conversation, but after a little while, there's nothing sacred to be made unsacred anymore, Bob.
Yes. And
dogs
so
and cats can lie. Lay together.
Howard's lie. He doesn't know what to do with himself, with his energies. So he's
right.
Going back to the ritual, and it's not going to work.
Well, that, it's the method's in the madness.
Okay,